Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're going to go live to the Kemba Walker introductory press conference, where Enes Kanter is being introduced as well. We'll hear from Danny Ainge, it looks like. Ownership representative Brad Stevens.
I lift things up and put them down.
Everybody
He's
on
a
hand.
He's big. Woo.
Enes Kanter is a very tall man.
Wow, Wick looks good.
Wearing number 11. Kemba Walker wearing number 8. They're holding up the jerseys right now. And as the gentlemen get ready to speak here, you will hear it live on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At least we can retire 11 after Enes Kanter is done. We can raise that to the rafters, right? We can do a commercial on
that. Finally, yes. After all the grades who have worn 11.
They have the they have the 18 up everywhere on the scoreboards, and 18's a big number over there.
Yeah.
It is.
Looking for banner 18.
And they're seated at a big table up on a stage.
So it's Brad Stevens. It's Wick. It's Danny.
Well, then Kemba Walker and then Danny.
It's Pags.
Enes Kanter, Pags, and someone else.
Who's the other someone else in the end?
Family is being introduced.
Everybody give him a wave and an applause.
All right, we're gonna get the audio for you here. And
is that Stevens is an analytic guy?
Just another moment or two.
Number that guy, Gorton, maybe?
See, we're getting to watch it actually before we get to hear it, which is a strange sensation for everybody. But once we all listen to it, we'll be on the same boat. Here we go.
Dorval, could you stand up again, please? These pants are being sold in the gift shop. And we'd like to welcome Enes's manager, Hank. Stand up, say hi. Thank you. When we got done with the draft and we started our preparation for free agency, as we started planning for Plan A, our Plan A was Kemba Walker and Enes Kanter, and we're very fortunate that they chose the Boston Celtics, and very excited about what they bring in many facets of the game, but also as people, and who they are is just as important as what they are on the court and what they represent. And with that, I will introduce this. Wick, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Just to welcome these two great people of high character who chose the Celtics for the tradition and pride and for the fans. And I look forward to success with them on and off the court, and appreciate you guys being here.
Steve? Yeah, we're just extremely excited and appreciate the work that Danny and the staff have done to get these great players to come here. I can't wait for the season to start.
With that, we'll open it up with questions.
Just raise your hand. We do have microphones being passed around by everybody.
This question is for Kemba. In your decision to sign with Boston, can you just address some of the factors that weighed in that decision?
Yeah, for me, is the competitiveness of this organization. They've been winning for years. I mean, you see all the banners, you know, upstairs and in the arena. It's a winning organization, and I want to win. You know, that's what I'm about. You know, throughout my basketball career and as a pro, you know, I haven't won consistently, and you know, I just want to get a taste of that. And you know, I thought this was the best place for me to do that.
And just a quick follow up to that. Same question to you, and also the choosing of your jersey number. Why did you pick number 11?
Well, it was my old jersey number, by the way, number 11, and I want to be the reason that no one else will. I had to say it.
Bob Halloran, WCVB Channel 5. Ennis, this question is for you, here in the back.
Okay.
Did you legit just sign your contract about 40 minutes ago, and how much do you love social media?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it, man. You know, just I do love social media, as you guys know. But I'm definitely very excited to be here, man. You know, just met the ownership and, you know, just got caught some of the coaching staff and the players. And the first word comes to my mind is family. And it's been amazing. It's my second hour here. And from the first hour, everybody just opened their arm, give me a warm welcome. So I'm definitely very excited to be here, man.
I won't be following him on social media. I don't have enough. I don't have enough time in the day.
Yeah, I post a lot.
Bob Schron from the Citizen for Coach Stevens. Were you taking notes when Kemba was scoring 60 against you during the season?
He didn't get to 60 against us, but he got up there. He got to 60 the game before us. And that's always a bad feeling when the best player on the other team in the game you're going to play the next game is going like that. I've been a fan of Kemba for a long time. Saw Kemba play in high school on the AAU circuit. Remember those New York Gauchos teams well. Obviously saw him too close and personal when he was at Connecticut. And, you know, I've always been a huge fan of his. And not just the way he plays, but as a person, as a competitor. You know, got a chance to coach him for one day already in his career at the All-Star game a few years ago. And, you know, just being around him and knowing everybody that's coached him, you know, he has all the stuff that the best have. And he's worked really hard to put himself in the position he's in, and we're happy he's here.
Can I just do a follow-up with Kemba? How you doing, man?
Something, man.
I know you wrestled with staying with Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk about some of those thoughts that led to you making that's a major career change.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I would definitely say it was one of the hardest decisions of my life. Of course, you know, Charlotte's all I know. I've been there for 8 years. But like I said, you know, it really came down to, you know, my happiness and, you know, how I want to compete night in, night out. Like I said in the past, you know, I've gave that organization everything I've had, you know, every single night. My time was up there. You know, I'm ready to start a new chapter, especially here with, you know, the Celtics. You know, everybody know I went to UConn and stuff like that. So, you know, the transition is, you know, a little easier because I kind of know the area just a tad bit. But I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm happy I made this decision. The people around here, you know, super cool. It's a lot of love. So, you know, I definitely made the right choice.
Mark Murphy, Boston Herald. Kemba, over here to your left. Yep.
All right. There.
Brad has talked often about meeting you in the Final Four. He talked about earlier in the Gauchos. What have you noticed about his teams that's maybe attracted you to them?
I know that point guards are very successful. Score a lot. but yeah, you know, the point guards are very successful. He's a great coach. I know he watched tons of film. And that's just from being around him just for a few days, I know that. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to get things going and, you know, learn to him some more, him learning me more. I only got a chance to play against him. So, you know, it's still a lot that we both have to, you know, learn from each other. And we'll get there. You know, it's nothing more important to me than having a great relationship with your head coach. So, you know, we'll get there.
Sean,
It's Rob Blakely, NBC Sports Boston. Kimba, last couple of years, there's been a lot of talk around here about leadership. And just curious, what's your leadership style? And also, same question to you, Ennis.
I think it just depends on the situation. No, I'm not a rah-rah guy. If I had something to say, I'm going to say it, though. But, you know, I'm more of a guy who say things in a positive way. You know, everybody's different. You know, you could talk to guys in a different way. But, yeah, I just let things flow. You know, if I'm doing something, if I'm working hard, you know, I feel like, you know, that's how guys have to be. I try to lead by example for the most part. You know, that's the kind of guy I am. Never going to really scream at anybody or anything like that. But, yeah, you know, I think chemistry is important. You know, I think, you know, the team has to be together. That's one thing that, you know, throughout my career, you know, I try to, you know, do, you know, team activities and, you know, small things like that. But, yeah, I'm more of a lead by example kind of guy.
And, you know, for me, every team I played for, I was see the head coach as a leader, you know. And I agree with Kemba, too. And I think, you know, there was the, after the, you know, the free agency, you know, just he called me, actually. He was one of the biggest reasons that Kemba was one of the biggest reasons that I came here. And that shows what kind of leader he is. So I'm very happy about that.
And as I was actually just going to ask you about that call that Kemba gave you. What was discussed in that conversation? How much of an impact did that
make? So he didn't call me on his phone. He called me on Danny's phone. So he called me. I answered the phone. It was like a deep voice. And I was like, who is this? He's like, that's Kemba, man. You know, just, you know, we want you to be here. And we are very excited about it. I was like, you know, just that made me very excited and very feel so special. I mean, obviously, as an, you know, all-star guy like him and a superstar like him, and just calling me and just saying, hey, we want you to be here. That definitely made me very special. And I was like, I talked to my manager. I was like, I think this is the place that I want to play for.
And Kemba, I had a question for you, too. I know that you've kind of begun building relationships with a couple of the guys. Like, you've known Gordon for a while, and you just spent some time with Jason in Paris. How much do you think that will help you with the transition, just already knowing some
of these guys? I'm easy to get along with. I mean, yeah, I've known Gordon for quite some time now. Jason, you know, we just got back from Paris. We were both together. He just signed with Jordan Brand, so we spent some time together. I know Jaylen Brown as well a little bit. We went to Africa together a few years ago, so we, you know, kind of built a relationship. But, yeah, you know, I've been seeing a few of the guys around here. It'll be easy for me, you know, to get along with everybody. I'm looking forward to it.
They pass for the individual sessions. That's what it is, huh?
Yeah.
We like to save the questions.
This is for Ennis. Can you just go back on last season's playoffs and what that journey was like for you? It just seemed, I know, having listened to you in different interviews in the locker room, how committed you are to winning. Was that... what can you talk about that?
It was definitely one of the biggest reasons that, you know, I wanted to come here. Because, I mean, I understand for money or whatever it could be important, but I think for me, my career is most definitely the thing is definitely winning. Just going out there, having fun, and playing comfortable. And so I was like, I was, of course, coming here playing against Boston Celtics. And then I hated it every time I come here because the fans were always going crazy. So in the locker room before the games, the coach was always saying, don't let the fans get into your head. Because, I mean, obviously it's an amazing crowd. But that playoff got me a lot of experience for sure. You know, we made a Western Conference of finals, and it just made me definitely a better player.
This question is for you, Brad. Kimba talked about just watching your teams and how guards get buckets. That's kind of what they do. How do you see Ennis fitting in to your system going forward?
Well, I mean, we've been fortunate enough to have some really effective bigs that had the ability to both post and play on the perimeter. I think one of the things about Ennis has always given us fits with, first of all, his energy and effort to run the floor. Secondly, on the block with his variety of moves, he, right when he sets you up with that left shoulder jump hook, he'll spin to the baseline over his right. And then the other thing is that he's destroyed us on the glass. Where he hasn't hurt us quite as much as behind the line, and then I saw him shooting in here a couple weeks ago, and it looked pretty good too. So he just brings a lot of different ways that you can take advantage of his skill sets. There's not a lot of guys in the NBA right now who can take advantage of a post mismatch, or even the post at their position. And he's one of the guys that you can throw it to, and he demands attention with his ability to score and rebound. And he's been a very willing passer. I thought he did an unbelievable job in the playoffs of setting up his teammates with screens and passes when he drew the attention.
Ennis, to your right. Yes. Gary Washburn, Boston Globe. Obviously a major life decision for you. Were you able to talk to anyone in your family about it? And how tough is it not to have them here? And how has the last year changed you as a person in terms of being kind of a hero to some and enemy to others?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I have not talked to him, but my brother is here in America, and he talked to my family about, you know, the Boston Celtics and everything, and they were very excited because, I mean, obviously, it's a winning culture, amazing team, and all the history and stuff. They were very, very excited and happy about it. But it is, yes, like you said, it was a very tough situation, but, you know, I mean, I think it's what I'm doing is definitely worth it because all I'm trying to do is trying to be a voice of all those innocent people who don't have one. So, and I'm trying to stick up for human rights, democracy, and freedom.
Quick question for Kemba over here. Joe Giese, WBZ TV. A lot of longtime Celtics fans who kept their Antoine Walker jerseys, excited to see you wear number 8. Was there any, I know there's a lot of numbers left.
Yeah.
Was there any thought, how'd you pick number 8? I know your old number is unavailable.
It was hard. No, it's no numbers available. Like, every number's retired. But, yeah, the reason I'm wearing 8 is because my birthday is May 8th, so, and 8 was available. So, no, I just went with 8. But, yeah, it's cool to wear Antoine Walker's number. I spoke to him, so he gave me the blessing as well. So, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
Ennis, everything considered, what is your travel situation? You are in a division where they'll be going to Toronto twice.
So when I was with Portland, you know, that was one of the conversations, if we would have made the, you know, NBA Finals, if I was going to travel to Toronto or not. Well, in Portland, U.S. Senator Mr. Ron Wyden, you know, just sent a letter to the Canadian government, and they said, you know, we don't see any issue that coming into our country. So I'm actually going to meet with Senator Mr. Markey the next week. So I'm just going to talk to him about some of the stuff, some of the issues, and I don't think it will be a problem, but we'll see.
Dave Borges, New Haven Register. Kemba, you're from New York, played at UConn. This is Boston. Obviously, it's not home, but does it feel like a little bit sort of like a homecoming in the sense that you're back in the Northeast?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of UConn fans around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, Boston, you know, whenever I played against Boston and we, you know, warming up at the arena and stuff like that, I always see a bunch of UConn jerseys. When they call my name, always get a good ovation. They don't boo me much. So, yeah, I'm super, super excited to be back. They're not only get a chance to play in front of, you know, the Boston fans, but the UConn fans as well. And I get a chance to see Coach Calhoun a little bit more as well. So, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
Tim Bondos from ESPN. Danny, two things. You said your plan A was to get Ennis and Kemba in free agency after the draft. What led you to choose to take that direction? And also, the last partnership with a star point guard you guys had didn't go quite the way you wanted, I guess, in terms of how it ended. Why do you think this one's going to be different?
So first of all, I mean, the last point guard we had, it didn't end like we wanted this year, but it certainly wasn't his fault. He was just one piece of the whole team. But, you know, getting Kemba as a top priority in free agency was, I've been watching Kemba also since he was at UConn, and fell in love with him in, at the Maui Classic as in his junior year, where I think the whole world realized how good he was then. But I was sitting there in front row watching very closely, and it was very exciting. And just had great respect for him throughout his career and what he's accomplished. And again, not just his all-star appearances and his quality play, but who he is as a person and as a teammate. So I'm very excited to have Kemba. So Kemba was a guy that we targeted as a guy. And then we knew we had limited resources if we were going to even be able to create the space, because that has not really been our plan all along, is to have cap space in free agency. And, you know, we needed a big guy. And Ennis was on the board. And, you know, we were worried someone was going to pay him a lot more money than we had available. And he probably could have got more money in some other places. And so we're grateful that he chose us. We wanted him and we went after him, but he chose to be here. And we're excited about that.
Question for Kemba. Ian Steele, ABC6 in Providence. Kemba, what kind of influence did Michael Jordan have on you as a player?
I mean, he had a great influence on me. I mean, first of all, he drafted me. You know, he gave me my opportunity to play in this league, allow me to play through mistakes, allow me to grow as a person, as a man. So, I love that dude. That's my guy. We have a great relationship, and yeah, I would forever love him, you know, because of the opportunity he gave me.
Thank you, gentlemen. What we'll do now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you to the campers for sharing their court with us.
All right, so that wraps up the introductory press conference. We thought it was going to be just Kemba Walker and ended up being Enes Kanter. We ended up getting some questions about Kyrie Irving thrown in there as well. So we'll step aside. We'll come back. We'll break down what we heard from Kemba and Enes and yep. Take your calls. And
I think Wick took a shot at somebody.
We'll listen back to that. Well, I
slid it in.
Look,
didn't have to say a lot. Asked,
didn't have to say much, but a few things were said of interest, and you'll get a chance to hear them again as we continue here. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for beer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're going to go live to the Kemba Walker introductory press conference, where Enes Kanter is being introduced as well. We'll hear from Danny Ainge, it looks like. Ownership representative Brad Stevens.
I lift things up and put them down.
Everybody
He's
on hand.
He's big. Woo.
Enes Kanter is a very tall man.
Wow, Wick looks good.
Wearing number 11. Kemba Walker wearing number 8. They're holding up the jerseys right now. And as the gentlemen get ready to speak here, you will hear it live on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At least we can retire 11 after Enes Kanter is done. We can raise that to the rafters, right? We can do a commercial on
finally,
that.
Finally, yes. After yeah. all the greats who have worn 11.
They have the 18 up everywhere on the scoreboards. And 18 is a big number over there.
Yeah.
It is.
Looking for banner 18.
And they're seated at a big table up on a stage. So
it's Brad Stevens. It's Wick. It's Danny.
Well, then Kemba Walker and then Danny.
It's Pags.
Steve Enes Kanter, Pags, and someone else.
Who's the other someone else in the end?
Family is being introduced.
Everybody give them a wave and an applause.
All right, we're gonna get the audio for you here.
Is that Stevens is an analytic guy?
Just another moment or two.
Number
Gorton, maybe?
We're getting to watch it actually before we get to hear it, which is a strange sensation for everybody. But once we all listen to it, we'll be on the same boat. Here we go.
What's the ones with the pants?
Dorvell, could you stand up?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Kemba Walker and Enes Kanter introduced. Where are they? They're in Brighton, it looks like, Jim. They're not at the Garden. They were in Brighton.
It's a Celtic facility.
The Celtics practice facility over there. So,
you can tell by the daylight.
Well, you can tell by
the
background.
They were on the court. On the practice court. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're right up there on the overpass.
Right. So we get a chance to listen back to a couple of these things. And Jim and Tom have isolated a few things here for us. First of all, with Danny Ainge and him getting out there and introducing these guys and what he said about their plans once the offseason came around.
When we got done with the draft and we started our preparation for free agency, as we started planning for Plan A, our Plan A was Kemba Walker and Enes Kanter. And we're very fortunate that they chose the Boston Celtics. And very excited about what they bring in many facets of the game, but also as people. And who they are is just as important as what they are on the court and what they represent.
Interesting. See, okay, so everybody's going to freak out about Plan A. Like, really, Danny, this is your Plan A? He prefaced it with what? When we got done with the draft. What's the date on the draft?
June 20th.
There you go. Kind of already knew Kyrie wasn't coming back, right? So you had your draft, and okay, Kyrie's not coming back. We know Al is going to opt out. We got to go do this. A, there's Plan A. And it worked out for you. It's nice to frame it as that's your Plan A. And it came out as, wow, this is their thinking all along. This is who they wanted, and they chose to come here. He got you, though, because he prefaced it with, after the draft.
After the draft.
Once we got all our ducks in line, and we were sort of had the inkling that Kyrie wasn't coming back. And I take it that way because of what Wick quickly followed it up with was these guys have good character.
Yeah. And we'll listen to that one too, because it's
Danny
it's
not stresses just, it's the off the court stuff.
Not here, just a matter of the draft, but it's like the fact that, well, we got who we got and we weren't able to trade for anything. And
no, Danny spun it as this was their priority. Okay.
After Al Horford shocked us all by saying he wouldn't take that $31 million option for next year and he's going to return to the team. So after all that, this was our Plan A. This. And his canter.
Late June, Plan A became available.
Kemba Walker was a fine player, but Plan A, after all that other stuff happened. But you're right, Zoe. Wick did make a comment about the character of these players.
Wick, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Just to welcome these two great people of high character who chose the Celtics for the tradition and pride and for the fans. And I look forward to success with them on and off the court and appreciate you guys being here.
That's it. That's all you heard from Wick. And I think that's pretty damning. Shot at Kyrie.
That feels like a bit of a shot.
Do you think Al Horford had bad character? I don't. I don't know who else you could be directing that at. Marcus Morris? No, don't think that.
Well, I didn't.
I think that's one guy shot. Like, I got lied to. I got hoodwinked. He slid into fans for the fans, you know, for the tradition, for the character, these two gentlemen of high character. That is a direct blow to someone. That's a shot because it was quick and to the point. He didn't labor. He didn't go on and on and, trying to give you something here. No, I'd like to welcome two men of high character.
He's like Lil Bill in Unforgiven. He does not like assassins or men of low character.
Hey, he's bottom right corner. He's taking his shot right there. There's my stage, and I just took it. Okay, boom. Those are the two biggest things for me. The timing of what Danny termed as plan A and Wick taking the character shot.
Yeah.
I think Kemba gave you everything you wanted to hear today.
Right. And I've heard Kemba Walker speak just, a handful of times. And I couldn't get past the accent for a second. I'm like, there's an accent there. There's a
takes you to vacation.
Well, there was a definite Caribbean feel to it, and I looked it up, and yes, his parents are both from Antigua.
Where I swam with the dolphins.
In Antigua.
Yep. Phenomenal.
What were you doing down there?
We were on a cruise. Took one of those catamarans on a 2-hour journey over to the Antigua to swim with the dolphins.
Did the excursion?
Excursion, yeah. I did the excursion.
When was that?
About 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago.
Oh, the one of the Patriots cruises?
Yeah, the celebrity cruise, yeah. What?
Were you one of the celebrities that people...
No, celebrity cruise lines.
Oh, okay.
Not celebrity cruise. No, like meet Boston hockey star, yeah. Meet Boston radio personality on the cruise.
Didn't you do one of those?
I did, yeah, it was a Patriots cruise.
Yeah, it was March, you were gone for a week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, spring book.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was winter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Early March.
Yeah. All right. That only happened. This was one time shot Israel, okay? It's not happening again.
Okay. All right.
I don't think we're doing that trip every year. That was a hell of a trip.
I don't know if you're doing that trip every year.
No.
They will be doing the trip every year. I don't know. Yeah. You will be.
That's a hell of a trip, boy.
I bet.
Good eating over there.
So, Kemba said all the right things.
Yeah.
You know what
stuck with me with Kemba, though, man? Mm. The 8-year tag. Like, man, I've known nothing but 8 years in Charlotte. 8 years he's been.
Yeah.
That's how long he's been out of UConn. Feels like it's 5 or 6. Like, 8's long, man.
Well, I thought he was going to give us something or give some people something when he said about the winning. He said, that's what I'm about. But he quickly followed it up this time because he was, endured a little bit of ridicule when he said that the first time around when the acquisition first happened. And that he's all about winning. It's like, well, where have you won? You haven't won in Charlotte. What are you talking about? He quickly followed it up this time when he says, the winning, that's what I'm about. I haven't done it consistently yet. So he was quick to follow that up this time. And whether it was out of, what he heard the first time around because of saying that, or that's what he felt all along. You can have a winning attitude even if you don't actually win in the postseason. I get that. I think you're getting into semantics or something. But just to be on the safe side, this time he followed it up by saying, I'm all about winning, even though I haven't done it consistently yet.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to pump his tires, but I mean, he was going to make money wherever he goes, wherever he chose to go. But I think, he's talking about, you see the tradition in the banners. You didn't see that in Charlotte. I don't know if he felt that there or he needed to. You had it at UConn. Brad Stevens talking about those Gaucho teams he played on, that AAU circuit. So the memory retention there as far as standing in hot gyms, in summer leagues and stuff. And I remember dealing with him. I remember watching him play there. I think that's the attraction, too, with him with Stevens. I think, he talks about the meetings and that. I think this 8 years into your career, maybe this Stevens angle is what he needs, and maybe this is what's going to help the chemistry of this team moving forward. It remains to be seen. We thought it was going to happen with Kyrie, and they were going to put this great team on the floor with Gordon Hayward, and now and everything's going to click, and the up and coming Jason Tatum, and it never came to be.
All right,
so who knows?
But Matt McCarthy is going to give us the headlines here. We got a couple more quotes to get to from Enos Kanter and Danny Ainge. As we continue here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gambling. HelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
All right.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Everybody.
All right. We have a little, we have a special takeaway for you at the end of the show.
Oh, is this an audible?
I think I need somebody's help on this to morph the two people that was discussed or going to be discussing the takeaway that if they have a child together, they can blend. If they can blend both faces with the new recognition apps that are out there.
Wow. All right. Well, more on that.
Not sure we should do any of that.
More on that coming up, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Maybe as in no.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so
it'll be
big,
a discussion.
Big introduction day today.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Both Kemba Walker and Enes Kanter introduced at the Celtics practice facility there in Brighton. We already heard from Danny Ainge, who said that this was plan A in the offseason after, you know, Kyrie left and Al Horford opted out and after the draft.
This is resort, this beca- resort
this,
plan A.
This, began, this became plan A.
This is your falter plan, yes.
We heard Wick Grosbeck saying that he is happy to have two guys of high character.
Which means
on the
you
team
didn't
now.
Have something prior.
Respected the honors and tradition of being part of the Boston Celtics in both Enes Kanter and Kemba Walker. And then it came time for the players to speak a little bit more. Enes Kanter was asked about his jersey selection.
The choosing of your jersey number. Why did you pick number 11?
Well, it was my old jersey number, by the way, number 11. And I want to be the resident no one else will. I had to say it.
So he's got a little sense of humor to him, which is good.
He's out of his mind. It's going to be great.
He did a video, and this is why I like this guy. He had a cheat day.
Oh, he does a bunch of them, yeah.
And he cooked a burger, a pizza, and a hot dog on a grill, and he combined them all at once and stacked them on the same sandwich.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good idea.
And I watched a slice of pizza. The slice, a triangular slice of pizza, piled on top of a burger with a hot dog, sliced hot dog. And I sat there and watched his video about 10 times, over and over. And I'm like, this guy's interesting. He's got a little sicko side to him. Yeah. I like that.
You watched that video 10 times?
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah. Like, how do you put that in your mouth?
Well, it's too much.
Plus, he's not allowed back in Turkey.
It's like watching Heidi Watt eat chicken sandwiches. On a stick.
What is the government of Turkey? He's like exiled from there.
I understand what does that have to do with eating a sandwich that's much too big?
Zoe said he's a little out of his mind.
It's just like he likes he likes social media, which is good, which is going to be good for us.
That'll be
shut
good
it
for
down.
Us. That'll be fine.
He has to talk to Senator Markey to see if he's able to travel to Toronto during the season.
Yeah,
that's great.
I asked about that, and it was, they'll get that figured out. He doesn't have a passport. He seriously has to like jump through hoops in order to be able to go play the games in a different country.
Roll him up in a rug, put it on a plane. Hey, we need this rug. We're taking with us.
Like Cleopatra and then put it on a plane?
No, like roll him up in a rug. It's a big long thing. Like, hey, we're going to take this rug with us. Like we practice on this rug. It's like tradition.
But then he would have to go down with the luggage.
Right. Whatever. Put a sandwich down there. A couple sandwiches. Yeah, pizza, hot dogs.
Put a pizza, hot dog,
speaking
burger
of hot dogs,
down there.
You guys know what today is? It's National Hot Dog Day again. We did this a year ago and got in trouble for it. We did like 4 hours on a hot dog.
We did a little too long on a hot dog.
What's your favorite? What's your go-to hot dog, McTakey?
What do you mean go-to hot dog?
Like you're at home or a cookout. Here's your hot dog. What are you putting on it?
I would put ketchup and mustard.
That's it. Simple, huh?
Yeah. Mm. I'm a basic person.
You ever been to Chicago? You ever eat a hot dog in Chicago?
One would say. I have not eaten a hot dog in Chicago.
Chicago dogs.
I don't know what it is. It's the bread. It's the water. It's like bagels in New York. I don't know.
That's true. Bagels in New York. Mm.
It's the poppy seed bun. It's the hots. Yep. It's the celery salt.
Sorry.
It's that plutonium relish they put on there. It's everything.
It's sliced. They slice tomatoes and pickles and put them on. It's crazy.
They're fantastic.
And they put this red sauce on. It's like the difference. Like the Johnny Rockets red sauce. It's weird.
One more quote to get to, and then we'll have time for hot dogs at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to do that other thing that you suggested. Danny Ainge talked about. He was asked about the difference between the point guard going into this season and last year's
point guard.
Yes.
The last partnership with a star point guard you guys had didn't go quite the way you wanted, I guess, in terms of how it ended. Why do you think this one's going to be different?
So first of all, I mean, the last point guard we had, it didn't end like we wanted this year, but it certainly wasn't his fault. He was just one piece of the whole team. But you know, getting Kemba as a top priority in free agency was, I've been watching Kemba also since he was at UConn, and fell in love with him at the Maui Classic as in his junior year, where I think the whole world realized how good he was then. But I was sitting there in front row watching very closely, and it was very exciting. And just had great respect for him throughout his career and what he's accomplished. And again, not just his all-star appearances and his quality play, but who he is as a person and as a teammate.
So he's got, obviously...
They're really stressing the teammate, the person, the character part of this. Well, you know,
the laughter says it all.
Yeah.
All those people in that room are laughing because they know what an absurd question it was because of Kyrie's attitude.
Wow. But he was quick to say that it wasn't his fault. You know, he was one part of it. And I agree with
him. He's right.
Yeah.
He's got young players that need to wake the hell up.
He's almost certainly right. Otherwise, Al Horford would still be here.
Correct. Remember, through all this, Al Horford did not want to be here. Even full well knowing that you could have worked something out to where, okay, hey, Al, we're going to get Kemba. We're keeping Gore. We're keeping all the young guys.
You've made 100.
Could you have gotten Kemba if he stayed, though?
No,
I don't know about
no,
that.
No, 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 because he had to opt out to get in because of the type of the way the contract was, the way the cap works, the bird rights, all that stuff. But you could have worked out something back. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. Well, if they could get the sign and trade done, yeah.
Or was the market that big for Al Horford that Al was shocked that, like, Jesus, there's a freaking 4-year market out there for me.
And multiple teams. The reports of, like, the last-minute stuff, wait a second, we got Kemba here, we can figure this thing out, and we can do a 3-year deal. Well, you might even be able to do it for, but...
Like 3 for $75 or 3 for $80, you couldn't get that done here and he would have stayed?
Right.
But then you're talking about, what, a $20 million difference?
And a guy who's already made $160 million in his
career. At that point, then, it's like, are you that much more closer to winning with Philly? Now you get to reset and blend and deal with a coach that you don't know and... Right. Yeah, research your game.
Ingratiate yourself
to a locker room.
Yeah,
it's work.
All we're doing,
they get paid well. But
all we're doing
works.
Is supporting what Ainge just said, in that it wasn't Kyrie's fault.
That's good by Ainge.
Look, he didn't help matters with his attitude and his weirdness, but it wasn't just him. It wasn't just on him.
So if you're going to believe that, then you believe that was Plan A, then, right?
But he prefaced it with the timing of when Plan A started.
I think Plan A, after the draft. Plan A was to keep it all together, but Kyrie wasn't staying.
Couple things he also said is that he knew or had a sense that Kyrie was leaving in March or April. And he also said Taco Fall is going to have a chance to make the team, though.
Suck it, Jones.
Okay, was Plan A to replace Al Horford with Enes Kanter? Do you believe that's Plan A?
No.
No okay. way.
All right. No, you wanted Al Horford to stay. Yeah. Opt in.
Look, they did everything that
plan
they
Plan A for Danny was to keep Kyrie and go get Anthony Davis, and that never happened. That's the original Plan A. That's why he was here.
But they're saying all the things that need to be said at a press conference like this, and I get that. We'll just, keep everything in mind. Keep everything in check and manage your expectations so that everyone here today who is happy with them winning 50 games and losing the second round of the playoffs is still happy at this time next year.
Because, I didn't hear Drapes and Scallon. And they're probably like, yeah, see, Danny did it. That was his plan A. He got to win. Did he? Danny's smarter than that. He's coy. He told you after the draft. Listen to it again. After the draft, plan A. We sat down. We got together. Here's our and plan A worked out.
Real quick on Plan A, Brian Robb just tweeting out a few minutes ago, Danny Ainge said the Celtics made another run at Horford once they got a commitment from Kemba Walker, but he thought a decision was made. So yeah, Kanter, not
Plan A. Is that Plan A or Plan A-B?
That would be Plan A-1. This is Plan B-0.
You a Heinz 57 guy or A-1 guy?
So maybe they got the commitments from Kemba before the draft was done then.
Probably
that timeline lines up. Yeah.
I mean, shelf lives, right? It places 8 years. Again, sure. What he said in Charlotte. Hard time leaving Charlotte, but man, I knew nothing else for 8 years. But now it's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to point my career. I got to make a decision.
Okay, quickly, we'll step aside. We'll come back and wrap things up here with today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They give.
Give it to me! Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day!
And they give.
I love breaking news!
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the proven program that will fit into your summer while helping you fit into your bathing suit. Lose weight starting your very first week with Awaken 180. And, man, look at my man Drapes up there on set. He's looking good, dropping weight.
Very quickly on the takeaways, though, we don't have much time. You said you wanted to do a mashup?
Yeah, Blair called from Maine, and he's in love with Trini Tomasi. If we could blend those two faces together on an app, I would appreciate that. Send it to my Twitter, at Scott Zolak. And I will get that out there as soon as we can.
That's your entire takeaway. You want somebody to face meld Trini and John Tomasi.
Trini and Tomasi. Sorry, Trini. But just want to blend it. You know what I mean? We didn't get to hear Blair.
No.
But it's cold.
No, we don't have time.
Oh, my God. It's that quick.
Yeah. We're out of here.
Okay. Fully Loaded looks like a Felger Maserati program coming up next.
We had a Fully Loaded program, and they're going to get to talk about Cashner from last night.
Oh, all over that fifth
I can't
starter.
Wait. He was... Yeah. Called him a bum.
Knocked that
baseball
off.
Reporters last night. Yeah. Truer words never spoken. And continue to break down the Celtics press conference where Kemba Walker and Enes Kanter were introduced today. Plan A for
Plan
the
a.
Celtics.
Up and running.
We'll be back tomorrow on Zolak and Bertrand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Sub. Felger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Mel. Nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
There's a deep drive by Smoke out to right field. Betts going back, turning around. It'll sail into the bleachers. And Smoke has the lead back for Toronto immediately off of Cashner.
That looked like a curveball that time from Cashner. That Smoke jumped into. He's been having some offensive problems, but not tonight. Yeah, it was the curveball, 76 miles an hour, and you can see right there, right above the about the thigh high, and he takes it way out of the ballpark.
Now, someone tried to tell us about this Cashner guy. Who might that be?
I warned you.
What was the word you used yesterday, Miss?
B-U-M. Bum. Bum. I tried to warn you. I told you. I said, this guy's a bum. And I mean, he might be a good guy. You know what I mean? I'm talking about as a pitcher. So I looked this up this morning because Cashner's been around a long time now. 10 years. 10 years this guy's been in the big leagues. And he's pitched in 250 games or some, almost 300 games, actually. So I sort of.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.